working in a factory. It was a daylight gambler on Audioboo who started this thread off when he told the story of working in a factory where they made sandwiches. And a couple of other people have talked about their jobs as a result of Phil's example. So I would like to talk about my second factory, which was when I worked in a sweet factory. I made a mistake in my previous audioboo about working in a factory when I talked about working in a bottling factory in Hammersmith in London in 1970, because I got my years mixed up. In 1969, I worked in my very first factory, and I'm sure about that now, so there won't be any mistake behind this. It was in Long Beach in California in the United States. 69 was my second summer in the United States. I'd been there in 68 as well. But this time I was staying in Fountain Valley, south side of Los Angeles, and staying in the house belonging to some rather distant relatives of my mother. And they had gone to Ireland for the summer and gave two of us the house. The house had a swimming pool. That's just so we were not badly off, really. And but we, myself and another chap, name was Willis Walsh, we both came from Limerick, and we both wanted to earn money, save up, and we got a job. And it was great to get a job. I don't know how we got the job, but somehow or other, we had to travel every day in a car, were given a lift from Fountain Valley to Long Beach, to the sweet factory. Now, I'd never worked in a sweet factory before. I'd been in one, in the Cleves' sweet factory in Limerick. Was a place I visited before I went to the sweet factory in Long Beach. Now, I'll tell you in a minute what kind of a job I had in the sweet factory, but if I can just describe the sweet factory a little bit. It was a place with production line, and down onto the production line came a chocolate that was squirted on top of the filling. So I want to imagine a piece of filling, goodness knows what it was, probably, you know, green stuff with the tasting of pistachio, or maybe orange stuff tasting of orange. Anyway, as the pieces of sweet went along the line, they went through a place which had a metal grid underneath, and the chocolate was squirted down on top of them, so they came out the other side coated in chocolate. For the life of me, I can't imagine how they got coated with chocolate underneath as well as on top and on both sides. But the interesting part for me was that as they travelled down along the line, they had to have a squiggle put on top of them. I don't know if you're familiar with chocolates which have little squiggles drawn on top of them to kind of to decorate them. But these squiggles were put on by hand. Now, in order to put them on by hand, you had to have very poor circulation. Because if you were a warm-blooded creature, your fingertips would be too warm. And that wouldn't make a good enough squiggle. So all of the women, and they were all women who were doing this job, I think they wore white coats, but they definitely did the squiggles on top of the chocolate expertly. But the one thing they all had in common was that they had very poor blood circulation. The tips of their fingers would be very, very pale. That's a thing that's always remained with me. The other feature of this particular sweet factory that remains with me, it was a smell. I mean, there was a tremendous smell of chocolate. I don't know what else there was a smell of, but nothing really competes with the smell of chocolate. And For example, if anyone has ever been to York in the UK, where Terry's chocolates are made from, and you've slept there overnight, you will practically go to sleep if the wind is blowing in a certain direction on a pillow of chocolate smell. Yeah, so the whole place smelled of chocolate. Now, my job was very simple. I was an unskilled labourer. And I wasn't put on the production line packing the chocolates. That would have been a skilled job. I don't know much about that part of it. But I had a very, very important job. And it was to ensure that the chocolate reached the sweets. Now, this involved pulling a pallet. Again, I was a pallet puller, I suppose, of slabs of chocolate. Very, very big, heavy slabs of chocolate. I'm talking about slabs of chocolate that would have been about a metre long or a yard long and about half as long wide. But they were heavy. And my job was to rip them out of the paper covering that they were in and crack them into a big vat. It involved some heavy lifting of chocolate, cracking the chocolate on the side of the vat and dropping it into a warm pot, huge pot of chocolate. The warm chocolate was then sucked up a pipe, sucked across the floor of the factory into whatever machine ended up squirting it down onto the chocolate. So, once again, I was cracking things into a vat, except this time it was chocolate. Other thing I could remember about it was that I couldn't reach the top of the vat. I could hardly see, except perhaps on a small ladder, into the chocolate. And, by the way, in case you're wondering, I never fell into the chocolate. I had another experience at this chocolate factory, in that it was the first job I ever got fired from. Yes, one particular Friday, without any prior warning, the manager, could have been the supervisor, doubt it was the owner, called the two of us into the office and said, "Guys, we don't need you on Monday." I was bitterly hurt by this failure to give us any notice, just being toughed out unceremoniously on our ear. It certainly... what else can I remember about the chocolate factory, or about the sweet factory? I know I've called it the chocolate factory before, but that's probably because of Roald Dahl's story, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which I didn't know at the time at all. But the other thing I remember is eating a lot of sweets in the first few days, because you could eat as much as you liked. I just know that I had my fill. And I was off chocolates for 2 or 3 years after that. And the other thing that strikes me now is I can't remember whether the chocolate was dark chocolate or milk chocolate. Anyway, I did wonder recently if that particular sweet factory was still in business. And I went scouring the internet and I did find a sweet maker in Long Beach, in Long Beach or near Long Beach in Los Angeles, but I couldn't be sure that it was the same place, and so I ended up thinking, well, perhaps it is even there to this day. So that's it. That was my first factory experience. It was some summer, that summer of 69. The other thing I can remember about that summer of 69 were Hell's Angels. Hell's Angels, for those of you who don't know, were fearsome creatures, men and women. And you daren't look at the women in case the men would come over and, you know, shoot your head off or beat you up. But Hell's Angels were bikers, and they looked terrifying to me as a young lad from the west of Ireland. I was scared rigid, really, by them. And when I saw Hell's Angels gathered on the promenade at, was it Fountain Valley or where? Huntington Beach. I was scared to even look across the road at them in case any one of the Hell's Angels would think that I was looking at his woman and come over and sort me out. Anyway, just another little slice out of industrial life. Thank you very much for listening, and I wonder, has anybody else ever worked in a sweet factory? It would be really interested to hear about that, or in any other kind of a factory, or in fact in any other kind of a job. Bye bye.